coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Charleston Guest Leonard's Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Oh my. Good morning and welcome to the Charleston Guest Leonard's Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. And coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. Today we are located at the Eastern Shore Hyundai Genesis Room. I am Randy Bergen. Glad to have you here with us. And now, Coach Rick Cleveland. Coach, how you doing, pal?
I'm way too blessed to be stressed, but glad to be here, Randy. You and Mark have been carrying the show now for a while, it seems like, because I'm absent and all that. But I'm here today, won't be here next week, so
Mark, I told you, I got this figured out now. I figured it out. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, baby. It's always good to be here, and I'm glad Rick's with us this Saturday, and we'll miss him next Saturday.
Hey, we had fun last Saturday, though, huh?
Oh, yeah.
We had fun last Saturday, so it was good stuff. Good stuff. But glad to have you here with us. I tell you, we got a big lineup for you today on the show. On the Pops Midtown Communication Lines, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to be speaking with a host of The Mark in Auburn and Opelika. DeMarc Mitchell will be with us in just a few moments. At the bottom of the hour, we'll be speaking with Heather Kinder. She is chairman of the Jeff Klein Family Fund. We'll talk all about that. To round out the hour, Bobby Clark will be on to talk about his golf tournament that happens next, this upcoming Friday. We'll talk about that for sure. And then at 9 o'clock, Philip Rivers, former NFL QB and head coach of the St. Michael's Cardinals, will be on with us. And then at 9:30, Jay Cozio, the girls' golf coach at UMS Wright, and, of course, the defensive coordinator there for the Bulldogs. He's going to be on to talk about a Blaine Shackelford Memorial Tournament. And we got a lot to get into, Coach. I tell you, a big lineup today, a lot of topics to get into.
A lot of stuff going on in high school sports. And, I'm really anxious to talk to DeMarc because DeMarc is on the cutting edge of things going on in that Auburn-Opelika area, but also around the state of Alabama. So, look forward to talking to him here real quick.
Well, as a matter of fact, let's go right to our Pops Midtown Communication Lines and welcome in DeMarc Mitchell, host of On the Mark in Auburn and Opelika. DeMarc, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing great. Good morning. Thank y'all very much for having me this morning. Y'all doing okay?
We're doing great, DeMarc, but I know you've got, about 88, close to 100 softball teams coming in right there at the Opelika Auburn Sports Fitness Arena there, and I know that's your Saturday gig for the most part, but we wanted to take just a couple of minutes out and talk about things going on around the state of Alabama and some things that maybe have got your attention.
Baseball, not softball, but all right, I don't know if you said softball or not.
I did. You got baseball going on today? You got must have travel ball baseball.
No, they got baseball. They rent the park out here in Opelika at Westridge. There's 13 fields spread out across a large campus, and we have travel teams that rent every weekend. So Parks and Recreation, I kind of work part-time with them on contract to run the facility during the weekends, Rick. So you know, earn some side money and enjoy a little baseball.
Well, there's nobody better to be there. I can promise you that because I know you have a passion for development of kids and watching programs develop. And there's none better than in that Auburn-Opelika area. Talk just a little bit about the job that was done this past year in football over at Auburn High School, because when Keith Etheridge came in, it had to be something that, you got a proven winner and a guy that has really done a great job. How did that go for Auburn High School?
Oh, it went great, Rick. Coach Etheridge is probably one of the best, if not I won't say the best, because there's a whole lot of good coaches and great coaches, but he's right up at the top, and he was able to come in there. Coach Weingarten, who he replaced, and then prior to Coach Adam Weingarten, it was Tim Carter, and you're talking about a program since Tim Carter played for the state championship, their first ever when he was coaching there, so they've had rich history. Coach Weingarten, went to the championship game too. He had a tough last 30 seconds, and Thompson beat him, and I hate that what happened. I love Mark Freeman, and I just hate how that happened for the kids. But anyway, so the program was in great shape, but it takes a lot for, a coach to come like the program is already successful. He's coming in, and the teams have just played for the championship, and he takes the job, and he almost goes back to the championship. I thought he did a phenomenal job coming in after they lost some kids, and he was able to keep the program steady. And look, they'll be on the cutting edge of making it for a long time in this area. Super job by Coach Essence.
You know, we're talking to D. Mark Mitchell, and Mark, it's amazing to me that the growth of Auburn and the Opelika area, because it seems like that everybody's moving to that area, and high school sports in that area is so good. In just about every sport, you see an Auburn or an Opelika team competing in almost every sport we have. Spring sports there's no letdown. I mean, it just keeps on going. Auburn High School baseball continues to be really, really good. What's going on there? Is there a community effort? Is there a political effort? What is it that kind of keeps those high school programs on the cutting edge of being state champions? Did we lose him? We must have lost D-Mark. We'll try to get him back. We'll try to get him back. But you know, Mark, every time we look around, you look in your golf. Auburn is strong. I don't know about Opelika, but they are tremendously strong.
They are very strong. We've seen them in several tournaments this year around the state, and they have in every one they're in the top, three or four teams there. If they don't win it. And so they're and it's every year. It's not just something that happened this year. It's been going on now for a few years. But that area is just growing leaps and bounds. You know, Auburn High School is one of the top academic schools in the state of Alabama, year in and year out. And people are interested in that. So when they move to an area, they look to see how the schools perform. And Auburn's one of the best around. So people move there, and then they become part of an athletic program that's second to none. And, it's just a no-brainer for most people if they want to go someplace to if they're moving to or relocating to an area, they're going to move to the Auburn area.
Well, and, for sure, baseball-wise, they've been really, really good at baseball, that's for sure.
Coach, I believe we have D-Mark back with us.
Mark, you back with us?
Sorry, guys. I guess I was in a bad spot out here.
That's okay. That's all right. We were just talking about how successful all the programs have been in that Auburn-Opelika area.
I heard him talking about Coach Simo, 30 years of Auburn High School. Now, think about that. He's coached at Auburn High School 30 years. There's not many people that coach at a school anymore 30 years. No. And he's right. They're right there on the cutting edge of being the best, one of the best in Alabama. They finished second in their area, second year in a row. They win the state championship last year, beating Central in the semifinals. Central won the area. Central won the area again, but don't be surprised if you don't see Matt Simo right back in the state championship again.
Well, and when you look at even their tennis program,
their whole program. I didn't mean to cut you off, Rick. You can talk about their track team, their tennis team. Both the girls and boys soccer teams are in the playoffs. They have a phenomenal golf program. Like I said, Opelika's girls and boys soccer teams are in the playoffs. Opelika's baseball team lost out. Softball, they're kind of late. They won the area. Right. They play their tournament. So these two schools right here on top of the county schools that we have, Smith Station, Beulah, Beauregard, Lochapoca, or Espoca, as I call them, at Smith Station, Beauregard, Beulah, Espoca, I think I got them all. Yeah. All of them do a great job, Rick.
Well, we lost an amazing young man in Jeff Klein a couple of weeks ago, and I know that touched the hearts of many people there in the Auburn area.
Oh, man, how bad. That was awful, really bad. I feel so bad for his family and those young men that loved him. He came to our coaches show on Wednesday with the head coach about every other week. And, man, I know he's in a better place. I know he's in heaven. That's where I all want to end up. But, man, he just left too early, guys. I'm sorry. I really hate that.
Well, and I don't know about you, but I know that here at Prep Sports Report, we're working with Heather Kinder here to do everything we can to get on board with as many people as we can to help with that family financially. And there's been an outpouring of love I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Outpouring of love. So.
No doubt.
Meanwhile, we got to get out of here. We're going to. We could talk for hours.
We'll take care. We'll talk a little time. I'm sorry about this morning. Okay.
That's all right, pal. God bless. Take care. We'll talk to you
soon.
That's
D-Mark Mitchell. I appreciate it.
Thanks, pal.
There you go, D-Mark Mitchell. Hey, we'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we've got more PSR right here on the PSR Radio Network.
Now, back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Charleston Gaslighters Prep Sports Report. I'm Randy Bergen, along with Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lassiter, and we are broadcasting live this morning from the Eastern Shore Hyundai Genesis Room. And, boy, I'll tell you, we're just – what a neat room this is, and surrounded by TVs. Now, Coach, you can make a man cave out of this.
Well, it is a man cave. And years ago, this was the place. I mean, you had to be a member of the Genesis Club, and you would come in here on a Saturday morning – and you could watch college football all day long. And, I mean, it was a this is something really, really neat. And I'm excited about it kind of being reopened.
Yeah, it certainly is nice. Coach, there's a lot to get into this morning. Great to have D-Mark Mitchell on with us just a few moments ago. But I want to get into one of the top stories going around, certainly South Alabama right now, and it's this issue with the Toros of Spanish Fort and the soccer team. And I just kind of want to throw it at you and let you run with it.
Well, Randy, it's an unfortunate situation. And anytime you have a team that is eliminated from the playoffs and there is one particular person or one particular family in this case, it affects the entire team.
Right.
And these two soccer teams had both qualified for state playoff competition. And a ruling came down that there was an ineligible player on both the girls and the boys team. And as the movement progressed, of course, you're not going to hear anything from the Alabama High School Athletic Association. What you hear most, just to be totally honest about it, the only side you hear is the side that is the Spanish Fort side.
Right.
And the Alabama High School Athletic Association is very tight-lipped about that, as they well should be, because at some point in time there could be litigation involved. And
it looks like there's going to be.
Well, but it's going to be fruitless. I mean, yeah. There's no reason for it to be because the teams that replace them have already played. And so I would expect this weekend that will be non-processed. I just think it'll be thrown out because there's no way now to go back and replay the games.
Right.
There's just no way. But usually, and I'm certainly not going to speculate on this, but usually, and Mark, you can kind of add to this, when there's children, families, whatever, that move in from another state or another city in our state, then it concerns a bona fide move. And
stop right there for just a second. Explain what bona fide means folks that don't know.
Let's take, for example, that Mark's family relocates. He and Michelle and all three of the boys. But Michelle decides that she's going to stay to the end of the school year, and she's going to stay where they were.
Mm-hmm.
A bona fide move means that every member of that family has to make that move.
Gotcha.
So, and I don't know this for a fact, but most of the time when something like this occurs, it has to do with bona fide move. Do you agree with that, Mark?
Yeah, I agree, because there's always some – you have to go to the old house where they moved from if it's in the state. Now, if it's in
right.
Colorado, nobody's
yeah.
going to go do that. No. But they're going to see where they're living. Now, if you move from you know, one neighborhood to another, they're going to go check the house and make sure the house is empty. All contents are removed and put away. Nobody's living there. Power is cut off, et cetera, et cetera. And then that entire family, everybody has got to be in that new residence, or the children are not eligible until everybody is in that residence. And they have to stay in that residence for at least 9 months.
Wow.
And that's the way it is. Wow. I mean, that's the bona fide move. And while many of us, if you're coaching, if you're in our profession, then you understand that. A lot of times families don't understand that. And I'm not sure that it is a bona fide move. It may be something else. But in this case, most of the time.
Most of the time it is. Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, sadly enough, a lot of times people try to find that gray area and find a way around something.
Yeah.
The best way to do any type of stuff, I'm just telling you, is to call Alvin Briggs and get it directly from him. Find out step by step each day as you go through it and make sure everything, any little hinky thing that might seem insignificant to you might be something that needs to be addressed.
Okay, well, my question here would be the fact that it seems, and I understand, okay, you had a boy and a girl on each team, right?
Right.
Why wouldn't they have just been taken out of that instead of the whole team suffering from it?
Well,
or teams,
and I think that's a question that we've all asked many, many, many times. But the Central Board of Control and the powers that be that control that have adopted that rule, and it's one I think that goes all the way to the National Federation.
It and it's also it's not a whole lot different, Rick. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong, from what the NCAA does. When they have, you know, and whatever reason a person is not correct, that they play somebody illegally, and however
the
team suffers.
Yeah,
and it may
right.
be 5 years later.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen that happen.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing, because what you look for is who's running the show, the coach, the principal of the school, you know, and I'll be honest, most 99.9% of everybody I know in this state, the guys that work hard to do the right thing.
Yep.
You know, they try very hard to do the right thing. Sometimes there's an interpretation of rules that are different. And, of course, I can tell you right now, there are people out there listening who differ from whatever we're saying or whatever anybody else may be saying, because everybody has a different interpretation. What I understand from my dealings with Alabama High School Athletic Association, it's pretty much black and white what's written in that book.
That's right.
And they're not going to stray from it.
Yeah, and Mark, that's very well said. And I don't think there's any doubt that what Superintendent Eddie Tyler has done, I mean, I'm heartbroken for those children
sure.
on that team.
Absolutely.
I'm heartbroken for Eddie, because Eddie's a former coach. He's a former administrator. And he did everything he could as a superintendent of education to protect his schools and to try to find a legal way to overcome this. And I know that he re-engaged legal counsel as late as Wednesday to try to get this overturned. So it's unfortunate, but it is. There's many precedents that have been set, many, many, many precedents. And the one thing that we do know is the Alabama High School Athletic Association is going to be consistent in their rulings. Now, I will say this. There probably was a mistake made at the state level when an assistant director gave a ruling that someone was eligible. We know that the only rulings that are ever issued are issued by the executive director of the Alabama High School Athletic Association in a letter, in a formal letter addressed to the principal of a school addressing eligibility issues. And it's unfortunate that that happened, and I don't know what the consequences may be for that, but I'm certain that there will be consequences to that action taken by that individual. I don't know what they may be, but that concerns me. That really does concern me. And I'm sure it concerns everybody involved with the Alabama High School Athletic Association.
And, you know, the guy, I know him. He's a wonderful person. And he would never do anything intentionally.
No,
to,
sure,
know,
absolutely
he
not.
Just wouldn't
no.
do it. And then I just hate this whole thing. You know, sometimes, you know, folks, people make mistakes, and it hurts a lot of people. But it's not done intentionally. And only thing at this point, I think even Eddie Tyler said, you know, this is the ruling, we're going to abide by it, and we've got to move on and move forward from it and try to learn the best we can. And That's what you do. I mean, it's happened at schools I've been a part of,
yep.
And it's not easy. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's not the end of the world. We keep on moving, striving to do better. You know, I've been a part of it. Rick, you've been a part
yep.
of it. We've all had to deal with it. So you just, you know, you do the best you can and help kids try to learn from it. And as time goes by, the hurt and anger will subside and we'll move forward into something else. And, you know, we're all resilient. God made us all resilient to move forward.
Well, and I, you know, I'm proud of the way Spanish Fort's handled it with dignity. And, you know, while they're upset, they've certainly handled it in a professional manner.
No doubt about it. Yeah. No doubt about it. All right, let's take a time out. When we come back, we'll speak with Heather Kinder, chairman of the Jeff Klein Family Fund. You won't want to miss this conversation coming up in just a moment right here on the Prep Sports Report. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Charleston Guest Lanterns Prep Sports Report. The Pops Market communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network. Randy Bergen, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lassiter, and we're broadcasting today from the Eastern Shore Hyundai Studios located right here in the Genesis Room. Boy, what a great place to be. Glad you are on board with us. For all you folks along the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida, you've got us tuned in to FM Talk 106.5. And in Central Alabama, Birmingham, Montgomery, Lake Martin, Sylacauga, Talladega, all those wonderful places in Central Alabama. It is Fox Sports, Central Alabama, 98.3 FM. Glad to have you here with us. All right, we're going to go back to our Pops communication lines and welcome in Heather Kinder. She is the chairman of the Jeff Klein Family Fund. Heather, thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Morning.
Good morning, Heather. We got a little hesitation there. I don't know if it's from our studio end, but whatever. But, Heather, we wanted to get you on. We talked a couple of weeks ago about Jeff Klein and the sad, sad saga that ended with his passing away. And Jeff was the head baseball coach at Lochapoka High School, assistant football coach, a former Auburn athlete, former quarterback at Auburn University, and Jeff passed away a couple of weeks ago, and his wife, Adrian, and their three boys, you have been instrumental in setting up a Caring Bridge account along with Adrian, and we want to be on board, have been on board the whole time about trying to do everything we can for Adrian and her three boys to get through such a very delicate, tough situation. And we appreciate you and what you have done and what you continue to do for one of your very best friends in the world, in Adrian. And just kind of go through what we can do to facilitate anything in the world to help Adrian Klein and her family through this great job, this work that you've put together.
Yes, so thank you so much for that, Mr. Rick. I have to say, I can't take any credit for the Caring Bridge. Jeff's reach was beyond what any of us really realized, and there were just people pouring out to Adrian and wanting to know updates and how he is and is he getting any better. And so Caring Bridge was just such a great avenue for her to be able to sit down at the end of each day and give an update. And then one of her other best friends, Chris Wimp, and who I've gotten to know even better through this situation, and one of Jeff's old roommates, William Taylor, we got together and put together a GoFundMe for them, and we set the goal at $100,000, and I just prayed about it. I just was praying for miracles and just knowing that God can do any and all things. And we put that on there, and I thought, we might get about 50 grand in about 6 or 7 days. Well, apparently I did not know how big of a deal my friend Jeff Klein is and has, you know, the mark that he has made. And in 48 hours, we hit that mark of $100,000. We could not have done that without Cole Kubelik. He was a teammate of Jeff. He tweeted it out, and he was also on the A-Day game. He was there that Saturday. And, I mean, it was literally 48 hours, and that was like our first big miracle that we received. As much as I would, you know, my name is on the GoFundMe, but I can take no credit for that. That was all God, and that was all the people who reached out and poured out to help this family. Adrienne is a stay-at-home mom. She has been. That was, you know, everybody makes sacrifices for their family. And, you know, some of us choose to be stay-at-home moms. Some of us choose to work, whatever the situation. But she has not worked since they started having their little family. And she's always said, you know, I just want to have a sweet, humble life and raise these boys and teach them about Jesus and just do the best I can so that they will be good citizens to leave a great legacy. And if that's not what her husband did, then I don't know how else to put it. But she is not working. And as you can imagine, as anyone can imagine, that leaves a great deal of responsibility to now fall on her shoulders. We are hoping that with the GoFundMe and with other donations that are coming in, I have to give major shout out, credit, however you want to put it, to the Hudson Foundation in Auburn. Tim and Kim Hudson, Tim who played at Auburn, Hall of Fame for the Braves. He and his wife, Kim, have just been instrumental in helping Adrienne and being open and caring and communicating. I know that they are covering their mortgage for a couple of months and helping her with her van payments. And they've offered counseling and financial tutelage. They've been wonderful. Our dear friend, Kim Roberts, has been helping with that, being a liaison with that. They've set up a scholarship in Jeff's name. We are encouraging anyone who would like to, if you would like to donate to the Hudson Foundation, and I'm sure maybe I can get with you this after this, and I can email you all the links, and maybe you can put it out there. But then we've also, Adrienne and Jeff had a family friend named Scott, and his sister is Julie Cousins, who's married to Kirk Cousins, who's a quarterback for the Vikings. They also have a foundation, and they are working with Helping Hands in Atlanta, and they have made a sizable donation to help Adrienne pay bills and with any other needs that she might, you know, things are just coming up left and right. I think the biggest part about these donations is just to give Adrienne that chance to figure out her quote-unquote new normal. We cannot imagine. I mean, we've got three young boys. Their boys are Cannon's 5 and a half, Coley's just turned 4, and Clayton will actually be 1 in 2 weeks. And it is heartbreaking that these boys are going to miss out on the man, the myth, the legend that Jeff Kwan has meant to so many wonderful people out there. But we've just got to do our best to remind them that he was caring, encouraging. He was kind. He was a natural born leader. I mean, it's why we call him coach. I mean, some people are born to coach, and he was one of them. You could go to him with any problem. He would put that giant hand on the back of your neck and just, you know, kind of give you a pat, and he would give you some great advice. He would say, make good decisions. And then he wouldn't let you wallow in it. And then he'd throw out some kind of ridiculous movie quote and just giggle and leave you feeling just better about everything. It could be your darkest day, but yeah, I don't know if I'm talking circles or if I've.
No, you're doing well, but what we do want to do is, and thank you so much for your part in this and the implementation of this Go. It's just such a wonderful cause that you're doing to help Adrienne Klein and her three boys. But the GoFundMe account is something that everybody can participate in. It does not matter how small or how large, just to help this family get through this situation. And we are so appreciative of what you've done. Cole Kubelik has done wonders with his Twitter account, with him being a face to be reckoned with on the SEC channel. You know, I just can't tell you. I was in Atlanta with our son, and Clay was also a member of that team with Cole and those guys. And boy, Clay just broke down. I mean, and I would imagine that was the whole, that was what all of his teammates did, because he was so dearly loved, both at Auburn University, at his high school, at Lochapoca High School where he coached. And so we just want you to know that here at Prep Sports Report, we are on board with doing anything that we can to help you and Adrian just get that fund where it needs to get to.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And if I can, real quick, I would also love to – Lakeview Baptist is their church in Auburn, right, and they have been another huge – blessing to them with the meal trains and the service. The principal Whedon, or the principal at Lochapoca, Principal Whedon, he has got students lined up to cut their grass for the next 3 months. I have gotten word that Ben Leard's daughter is an up-and-coming freshman at Auburn, and she is recruiting herself and friends to offer babysitting to Adrian. It's just been a beautiful thing to see people come out, and the stories we've heard of how Jeff has touched lives. You know, people are texting his phone still and just saying, "Coach, this is what you meant to me. That time you gave me a ride, and that time that Miss Adrienne made meals for us before games, and somebody handed us one of his football play cards at the funeral." And I'm sure you're familiar with football play cards. They have so much information on a very tiny card, and right there in the center it said family over everything, and it just is such a testament to his precious life. And I thank y'all for giving us this opportunity, and we thank y'all from the bottom of our hearts for supporting Adrian and the boys. And you know, this is not a road that anyone wants to walk, but
absolutely,
we're gonna get her through this valley.
Well, all right, Heather, thank you so much, and we will be in touch with you, and we'll get as much information as we can get and get it out on our social media, and just continue to do everything we can. But this is in God's hands, and
yes, sir,
there's no better place for that to be.
Yes,
you take care. That's
thank you, War Eagle.
Thank you, Heather.
You too, Doc. Thank you, Heather. All right, that was Heather Kinder, chairman of the Jeff Klein Family Fund, and she's right. That is certainly that's a tough road. There is no question about that. If you can, any bit helps.
Yes.
Okay.
Every $5, every $1, $5, it doesn't matter. And it's Jeff Klein, J-E-F-F, Klein, K-L-E-I-N.
Yeah.
And that's the way to go to the GoFundMe account.
All right, hey, let's take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to visit with Bobby Clark. We're going to talk about the first annual JTC Legacy Golf Tournament. Something very, very important. He's going to discuss it with us in just a moment as a Prep Sports Report. We'll return right after this.
At Alpha Insurance, we know you have choices when it comes to protecting your car's home and family. That's why we go the extra mile to save you money and provide extraordinary service. At Alpha, being the best means caring for our customers and making sure you're protected. Call Alpha today. In Mobile, call Alpha agent Earl McKinnell at 343-7100 or stop by our office at 3725 Airport Boulevard in Mobile.
Here in Alabama, we love our families, our state, and we love our country. At Charleston Gas Lanterns, we use nothing but the finest materials and the purest copper. Everything we use to make our handcrafted gas and electric copper lanterns is sourced in the USA, and each lantern is built right here in Mobile. Make your home or business stand out. Located at 1800 East Service Road, I-65, set an appointment to come by 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, the building with the large lantern on top. Or give us a call, 251-478-0072. Charleston Gas Lanterns, where being number one is not just a tradition, it's a way of life.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi. When you're in a car wreck, don't be fooled by a clever-talking insurance company. These guys are not your friend. I'm injury attorney David Green at Green & Phillips, and I'm ready to help you wade through the complexities of injury law. At Green & Phillips, we've handled thousands of cases just like yours, and we can help you too. Call now, 251-300-2000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal service to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's almost time for the big game. All your friends are coming over to watch, but, oh, you forgot to get food for the party. Don't worry, head over to Janino's Pizza. There are two locations to better serve you, in Gulf Shores and Daphne. Call ahead for pickup or eat inside, where there are plenty of big screen TVs to watch the big game. Janino's Pizza in Daphne and Gulf Shores. Visit janinospizza.com for the call-in number, menu, and location. That's janinospizza.com. Janino's Pizza.
Auto World is your recycled automotive parts leader. Choose from over 13 acres of vehicle parts or experience our easy-to-use online store at autoworldsalvage.com. Auto World. World-class parts, world-class service.
Keep up with PSR every day. Follow Prep Sports Report online at facebook.com/PrepSportsReport1065. Follow on Twitter at twitter.com/PSR_1065. The Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report is live every Saturday morning beginning at 8. Now back to the show.
Just going to let that run for just a second. Just appreciate it. Just appreciate it. Right here. Anytime you got Boss Gags waking you up on a Saturday morning, does it get much better than that?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. It does.
It starts the day off right.
It does not.
Local attorney Braxton Counts is a lobbyist in both Montgomery and Washington, D.C. Braxton has joined forces with former Tennessee Congressman Jimmy Duncan to assist you with governmental affair problems. And both of these gentlemen have great influence in both Montgomery and Washington, and many of you rely on either the state or the federal government for your businesses. Braxton and Jimmy can put you in front of the right people to assist you. It's all about relationships. How many times we heard that, Mark? And both Braxton and Jimmy have those connections to assist you. Give Braxton Counts a call at 251-476-9900.
And we certainly welcome you back to the Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network. Randy Bergen along with Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Glaster. Glad to have you here with us as we go to our Pops Midtown Communication Lines and welcome in Bobby Clark. Bobby, how are you doing, my friend?
Man, I couldn't be any better on this beautiful sunny morning. How are you guys doing?
We are doing fantastic, and we had you on a couple weeks ago. You're about six days away from the first annual JTC Legacy Golf Tournament that'll be played Friday, May the 6th at Quail Creek. And I think, you know, the golf tournament is certainly important, but I think the message that you have, and we talked about it last time, is even more important. And I want you to share the story of your son Jackson and why we're having this tournament.
Yes, sir. Well, you're right. The message is definitely more important than the tournament. We're looking forward to that tournament, seeing everybody, and getting to spread the word about testicular cancer. Jackson, he was, 17 years old, and he'd come down with that testicular cancer, and unfortunately, we didn't know anything about it in time to be able to get treatment. So it's very important that people talk about it. It's very important that, if you sitting around the table and you just bring it up to your son, that, hey, if you feel something that's not right and those parts down there, you need to bring it to our attention, talk to somebody, because it's a very, very curable cancer, but it's also very, very aggressive and it can move through the body very quick, attacking vital organs, and unfortunately that's what happened with Jackson. And we just didn't do much about it when we found out, but we could have definitely probably saved his life if we knew in time.
And it's one of those things that you really don't know about. Now, you need to get tested because you may not know about it. When you do know about it, it may be a little too late.
That's exactly right. And we talk about breast cancer, and so many women, their lives are saved because of the awareness of breast cancer, and it's talked about. It's on everything that you, you know, you turn on the commercials, you hear ads about it, and but testicular cancer is just one of those that's not talked about enough.
There's no question about it. We're visiting with Bobby Clark. It is the first annual JTC Legacy Golf Tournament. It happens on Friday, May the 6th at Quail Creek, and we're excited to be a part of it and certainly excited to get out there and play some golf, and it'll be a lot of fun. Now, I know one thing. Listen, folks, if you want to be a part of this, you got to kind of act quick if you want to play out there because you're filling up with teams. Yeah, and if somebody wants to get a group together and play, what do they need to do, Bobby?
They just need to go to the Jackson Clark Facebook page and then click on to the Charity Golf page, and they can go in there and register. I think we're about 100 golfers right now. Praise the Lord, you know, we're tickled that this thing is filling up. Got a lot of great sponsors. We've got a lot of great door prizes we're going to be giving away. We've got Zaxby's providing lunch for us, and Marianne Deli is providing dinner. So, you know, they always do a great job, so we're excited to see what they're preparing. But, you know, it's going to be a beautiful day, we hope, and we're just going to have a great time out at Quail Creek, and we just thank Bobby Hall for allowing us to have it out there, a great group of people. So we're excited about it.
Yeah, there's no question. It's always fun. Bobby Hall does a great job with these tournaments, and we're visiting with Bobby Clark. But, Mark, you got a question.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby, if somebody just wants to make a donation, let's say they're not going to be able to play in the tournament, but they would like to make a donation to this fund, how do they go about doing that?
They can go to the Jackson Clark Facebook page, and there's multiple ways on there to to donate. So, I'm not a computer guy, so I don't go on there very much.
No, he's not.
let me help you out with this a little bit.
We're in that age group that, you know, that's what we say. We're not computer guys.
Hey, you can also go.
There's multiple ways to donate. You know, certainly appreciate it because all the money we raise goes into missions, and whether it's overseas or it's right here locally, or, you know, we've been to pretty much all these major storms, doing what we can to provide aid to the people that are going through that, from Louisiana to North Carolina, you know, and that was Jackson's heart to be, you know, a missionary, and that's why we're doing what we do to carry on his legacy. So,
and
we definitely rely on the donations and the participation, and we live in such a wonderful place that we got a lot of giving people in our community, and we're just very thankful for that because we couldn't do what we do without them. So.
Well, there's no question about that for sure. Hey, Bobby, thanks for taking time to be with us, and we're looking forward to seeing you out there on Friday.
I can't wait to see you guys, man. I appreciate y'all having us on.
All right,
thank
brother.
Thank you, man.
Right
take
there,
care,
Bobby
buddy.
Clark. Yep. First day of JTC. That. All right, buddy. JTC Legacy Golf Tournament. And listen, this testicular cancer, it's highly treatable. You know, even when the cancer spreads, it's treatable if you catch it early enough, okay? So certainly get your young man checked out for sure on that. But we're excited. Coach, what are you doing Friday?
Friday, I'm going to Sylacauga. Got to be in Sylacauga. Got to deal with some stuff with my mom and also have a funeral that really not a funeral, but for all of those folks in Sylacauga, there's a great loss in our hometown. Connie Archer Wright passed away this past week, and just one amazing woman that made a huge difference in lots and lots of young people's lives, and she will be missed forever. She is a landmark in many of our lives. I do want to do this, Randy. I want to go through these baseball scores real quickly for the area teams. Jeff Hague, of course, over at Bayshore Christian, they advance. They defeated Brantley yesterday. In Class 2A, Fayetteville in Sylacauga, they're playing an IF game today at noon, and that's congratulations to Fayetteville, and good luck to them. Orange Beach yesterday was defeated by G.W. Long. When we say G.W. Long, who do we think of immediately?
Kevin Raley.
Kevin Raley, who won state championships there. They defeated Orange Beach yesterday, so they will advance. In Class 3A, Trinity defeated Cottage Hill yesterday, so they will advance. T.R. Miller, you guys split, and they'll play an if game today.
They're playing op today. They're at op, I believe.
They are at op. That's right. Bayside Academy won. They advanced. They defeated Houston Academy. And when we come back, at some point in time, I know we're full most of the morning, but we're going to get the rest of these baseball scores in. I do want to congratulate Kevin Rayleigh. UMS Wright Bulldogs defeated Andalusia yesterday. 4-0 and 6-5.
Hey, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll visit with Philip Rivers right here on the Prep Sports Report.
It's time for the Charleston Guest Liners Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lessiter.
And we welcome you back to the second hour of the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report. I am Randy Bergen, joined by Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lasters. We're broadcasting live today from the Eastern Shore Hyundai Studios in the Genesis Room. What a wonderful man cave this man is, I'm telling you.
This is the place. If you were like football in the fall, this would be the place to sit and watch. They got five TVs. You can watch any game you want to watch. You know, put it on the TV and watch ball. It's a nice, nice place.
There is absolutely no question about it. Speaking of football, let's go to our Pops Midtown communication lines and welcome in the head football coach for the Cardinals of St. Michael's, former NFL quarterback Philip Rivers, on the line with us. Philip, how you doing?
Good, guys. Good morning. How y'all?
We're doing good. I promised. I kept promising, Mark. I kept promising. I said I was going to be persistent, and I got this guy on the line. And so
he's a busy fellow.
I'm telling you, this rascal is busier than the bees out there on the trees. I can tell you. How you doing, buddy?
What?
I got bees all over my yard.
Everything's
go ahead,
everything's going well. You know, we decided to go the untraditional route. Our spring, we're not having a traditional spring training. We're going to gain and take that extra week at the end of the summer and start practice that July 25th. So we're kind of seeing how that goes. It's going good so far. You know, you can get a lot done without a helmet on and shoulder pads, more than you think, especially, you know, with all the different equipment stuff that you can use, you know, from pop-up dummies and tackling wheels and this and that. So we're still having quite a heck of a productive spring, but just not your traditional route.
Yeah, I'm sure your dad can tell you all the restrictions we used to have years ago where, you know, we could not do any of that stuff, and now we've opened it up. So you guys really won't have the traditional spring training, but what you are going to do is you're going to go home, kind of speak, aren't you? You're going to go play Coach Gross and those guys at Athens High School. Y'all are going to go up the week of August 18th, and y'all are going to play a preseason jamboree game, right?
Yeah, so that's actually the week of the 12th. So Friday the 12th, we're going to head up actually a couple days before and go up there, and we're going to kind of make it a camp retreat type trip for us, for our team, and have some, you know, build some camaraderie and do some things, you know, team bonding-wise and faith-wise, and then play those guys on the 12th. In a jamboree, we'll get a bunch of JV guys some reps in that game as well, and then we actually open with Gulf Shores on the 18th, which is Thursday the 18th here in Fairhope. So we wanted to get a little taste of a little bit of what we're going to get when we play Gulf Shores, because we know that's going to be a heck of a challenge.
Can you remember the last time you were in Athens Stadium?
Well, I was going to say I think the last time I was actually I've been to the stadium a few times. The last time I was in the stadium for a game, I was playing in it. So it'll be pretty special. You know, my brother Steven's on the staff too, and who played there.
Right.
And of course, Dad coached there, and it'll be a fun trip. It'll be a heck of an atmosphere. And good news is we'll both be 0-0 when it's all over.
That's right. Hey, you know what, Philip? I'm gonna. Rick brought up something that's kind of neat to me. The last time I was in Athens Stadium was in 1976, and there was a linebacker on Athens team by the name of Fast Freddie Smith. He played linebacker at Auburn. Do y'all remember him?
Yeah, I remember him well.
Man, that son of a gun. Sideline to sideline, he was one of the best football players I have ever seen. I realized that night I never wanted to go back to that stadium, and I never never have.
Well, I can tell you, Philip doesn't remember because he wasn't born.
Oh, I know,
time.
I know. Hey,
yeah,
remember,
but I bet you
I wasn't
Steve
alive
does.
Yet, old Freddie Smith.
All right, thanks, Philip. That way, put me in my place.
Attaboy. Tell us how kind of how things are going right now at St. Michael's as far as what you're doing outside with the kids. And I know it's a fun time for you because you absolutely love and have a passion for teaching.
Yeah, it's good. We're going 3 days a week after school. We get all the kids throughout the day in the weight room. And so we're doing a lot of the agilities and some conditioning stuff. And we can, you know, it is somewhat conditioning, but I told them the other day, I said, guys, we're not trying to get in shape right now for our game in August. I go, that's crazy. That wouldn't make any sense. I go, but now what it is we're trying to build some of that mental and physical toughness, some of the discipline when you get tired, can you still do things the right way? The finish we talk about, you know, are we just finishing or are we really finishing? You know, all those things. So we're trying to, you know, I feel like, I know it's probably a little different in high school and even in college, but I thought just my time in the pros, I felt like every year started over. You got to start new. This team has never played a game together. This team's never won a game. Right. We never lost a game. Last year's team's gone. We have to reestablish our identity and who we are. So that's kind of where we are right now as far as what we're doing. Yes, we're doing some football stuff and throwing it around a little bit. And, you know, it's always fun when you have, you know, my two sons are out there. You know, one's fourth grader with the ball boy and one's about to be an eighth grader. And mixing it up with throwing the ball with those varsity QBs, so that makes it even more fun. So it's been good. We got about three more weeks of that, and then we'll give them a few weeks off before we hit it running in the summer.
Talk a little bit about the plans for your campus and football as far as stadium. Is there a long range plan? Is there a short range plan? What's going on with those ideas?
Well, I know the people in the community, both the students and the parents are excited to get it going. The plans are there, and they have a big picture of it when you walk in our field house, right there on campus, of having a football stadium and baseball and so forth. So I think it's closer short term than it is long term, but we still got a little bit of a ways to go. And thankfully, you know, we play over here in Fairhope and Coach Carter and Pat White, who heads up the Parks and Rec here. They do they're generous to allow us to play there. And then Pat White and his crew, that field is unbelievable. It's got to be the best grass field in Mobile, Baldwin County. And so we're thankful we get to play there. But like we all know, I mean, shoot, Coach, you all know, you walk in the locker room, there's Pirates on the wall, as there should be. It's the Fairhope Pirates Stadium, so it's not ours. So there is definitely a desire to be able to, you know, walk outside our field house on our campus and play a football game. And so sooner than later, but still got a little ways to go, but certainly excited about that.
Hey, have you watched the draft at all? Have you had any time to watch it?
Yeah, we Thursday night we probably played a little more closer to it than I did last night, but yeah, it's always exciting because as our family we always talk about, you know, shoot, I was drafted 18 years ago, and so it's always an exciting time because you see all these kids these young men that are, you know, somebody's deciding for you where you're moving, you know, where you're moving, where you're living, all that. It changes in an instant when somebody reads your name. So it's an exciting time. It's been a crazy draft between the trades and between the lack of quarterbacks taken in the first 75, some of the crazy, you know, things going on. It was a little nuts, but yeah, we've been keeping an eye on it.
I'm a little privy to some of that information about the night the day that you got drafted. You want to tell the story about what went on the day you got drafted?
Yeah, it was a heck of a day. Now I played in the Senior Bowl and Marty Schottenheimer and that Chargers staff coached that game, so that really helped me with them getting to see me up close for a week. And so I knew after that Senior Bowl that there was a chance that, that I could end up with the Chargers. But I didn't think pick one because I didn't think they felt like they had to take me that high because they knew Eli would give them some ammo. And so if they could get him, if they ended up wanting to go Eli, if Eli said he wasn't going to play. And so Chargers had a good chance, and I thought the Steelers. The Giants, I knew I was third on the Giants board. I knew I was third. It was Manning, Roethlisberger, and then me. So when the Chargers took Eli with one, my agent and I were sitting there going, all right, well, we got Pittsburgh at 11, is what it looks like. And then at four, the Giants take me. And then, of course, I get told, hey, hang tight. Be respectful of the Giants if you got to do interviews or whatever, but hang tight. They're trying to figure out the trade with the Chargers. So pretty crazy how it went down. So I was a Giant for about 30, 40 minutes, and then Chargers for 16 years after that.
Well, you had a great career, but what you're doing now is making a huge difference in a lot of young people's lives, just like Dad did. And I know you're excited about it. I love watching you, and I can't wait to come out and I just love watching him coach. It's great. Hey, we got to get out of here, but thanks a bunch. Appreciate it. We'll be in touch, pal.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Phillip.
All right, there you go, Phillip Rivers, head coach for the Cardinals of St. Michael's, former NFL quarterback. That'd be fun to sit around and talk with him for a little bit.
Oh, boy.
That'd be great. All right, look, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we got a lot to get into. So don't touch that dial. You've got to tune in to PSR.
Welcome back to the Charleston Guest Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market Communication Lines. Now, back to the show.
You know, if you got a problem with your car, you got a little fender bender like Coach Nick Saban had the other day, and I had to throw that in. Of course, I've had a couple myself lately, and you back into something. You got a problem like that, go see our buddies at Premier Collision over at 1177 Sledge Drive in Mobile, Alabama. Our buddy Chris Garris will take care of all of your automotive needs. You can reach them at 251-478-4500. I can promise you this from a personal experience. They treat you like family, just like our family here at Eastern Shore, Toyota, Hyundai.
Luxury.
I get, there's so many, I don't even
certified.
Know them all anymore. I used to know them all, backwards and forwards. But these guys right here, if you're in Mobile and you have a problem, give Chris Garris a call at 1177 Sledge Drive, 251-478-4500.
And we welcome you back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Glasser, glad to have you on board with us and glad to have this guy with us. Sean Espahani Jr. is here with us as we're broadcasting live from the Eastern Shore Hyundai Studios. We're in the Genesis Room, and Sean, I got to tell you, it doesn't get much better than this.
All we're missing is the Ferraris in this room.
That's
them
right.
In there, so.
Of course, you're the general manager here at Eastern Shore Hyundai and also the Eastern Shore Luxury Cars, which typically, Mark, you and I are the ones that are generally over there because Rick seems to be taking off on those weekends.
He does. That's his time off.
So, I'm excited to get to sit here with you, Coach Cleveland. So.
Yeah, I take that abuse quite frequently, but
wait a minute. Whoa. Don't even go down that road now. I'm going to stop you right there. You taking abuse?
Mark,
I haven't had any today, Mark.
I know. I can't, Sheila must have got on him.
I can't help because, you can't see people eye to eye.
See,
it's
there you go
and
again.
Randy both.
There
I mean,
you go that's... again. Now, listen to me. If you're having trouble, backing your truck, I teach a driver's ed class every summer. You can come take it. I'll give it to you for free, Rick. I promise you.
I might take you up on that.
Because I love you, pal. I mean that,
Okay. And we can send you some business.
See?
Speaking of which.
Come to this driver's ed class before they test drive your car.
There you go.
Yep,
there you go.
Have you got a certificate?
Sean, talk about what's going on out here, man, at the Hyundai. It's just crazy out here.
Oh, yeah. It never stops for me, it seems like, here lately. But coming over here to this store at the beginning of the month, I think when y'all came over for Easter, we had started making that transition. So team's great over here. I mean, I'm really excited. It's been a while since I've been back involved on the new car side. We've got some, real exciting products coming in. We've got the Genesis, which has really started making its way. Those have just been really hot cars. We can't keep them in. They're pre-ordered, 2-3 months in advance. So that's been interesting to see on the new car side, cars just being pre-ordered and you know, people buying them 2-3 months ahead of time. Whereas when I was really at the Toyota store and at a new car franchise before COVID, you had more cars on the lot than you knew what to do. You had to give them away. You know?
Right.
It's just interesting to see that flip. I never thought we'd see anything like that.
Now, years ago, when Genesis first came out, simple car, but a luxury car.
Right.
I mean, it was the top of the line that Hyundai put out.
Right.
Now Genesis has put out an SUV, right?
They've actually got two SUVs, so they've got the full line. And, yeah, when they first announced the Genesis brand, it was still Hyundai Genesis, which over time, it's hindsight's always 20/20. Now they're starting to shift towards what Lexus did with Toyota and totally separate the brands. So they've gone from that. It was an Equus, was like the full size.
There you go.
And they had that cool coupe, which was part of it. But now, yeah, they've got the Hyundai sedan, which is the G70, the G80, the G90. And over the past couple of years, they've released the SUVs, which the GV70, which is the smaller little, not necessarily compact, but it's a sporty, got the 2.5 and the 3.5 turbo. And then the GV80, which is, you know, it's the larger ones. They've got a third row version of it. And now, here in the next couple of years, they've announced that they're going to do more electrification, some hybridization with the vehicles.
Yeah.
And they're the GV90, and they're kind of really building it to a full brand. So we're excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. When it came out, my dad was so pumped about, you know, the Genesis. He was like, we really got to brand this thing, you know. Yeah. And so he built this Genesis room that we're in and started doing the concierge service before really Hyundai had even asked dealers to do it.
And he really was excited because I remember he put me in a Genesis one time. We had some college coaches in town, and he said, "Coach, I want these college coaches to drive this car because – they're going to buy this car when they ride in it." Golly, I'm toting or I'm Ubering coaches around, and I'm trying to figure out all the buttons on it and how to do everything. And both of those coaches went and bought a Genesis.
Really?
Yeah, both of them.
I mean, when you get in them, you don't really think. And now people are really starting to see, wow, like this is an amazing car. But it's really kind of categorized Hyundai with luxury.
Yep.
And, I mean, for the money, you cannot touch the Genesis. Ooh. I mean, you're looking at a $20,000 really, in, call it savings, I guess. They're super expensive vehicles in comparison to the typical vehicle. But, I mean, they outperform cars that are $20,000, $30,000 more than them. I mean, they're just – Tiger Woods, that was the one Tiger Woods was in.
Yeah.
It's like you're just driving on air.
It is.
I mean, it's amazing. It's just amazing.
They did a good job. So – we're pumped about it. The sales guys are real pumped about it because those cars sell themselves. But we've actually got four that are certified, and Genesis or Hyundai, now Genesis, is really particular about all the criteria levels to actually be able to sell a new Genesis.
Yeah.
So you have to go through the school, the certifications. You have to follow up on the concierge program, which is picking up the vehicle, bringing it back over here, giving them a loaner while their car's being serviced, and then dropping back off and swapping. So, and that was prior to all this remote delivery stuff. So they were a little bit ahead of their time and the idea of what a luxury experience should be like. So,
you know, we bought a car from here in 2009. We bought, and that wasn't a, it was a Hyundai Sonata, and at that time it was like a lifetime warranty on the car, or something of that nature.
We still got that.
If I keep it,
yeah.
And if I sell it, that warranty goes away.
Yeah, that's correct.
It's only with me. So we still have that car. It's got 96,000 miles on it. Bryant drives it. Brooks drove it to school. Landon drove it to school, and Bryant now drives it every day. That's his car, and it's got 96,000 miles on it.
That's the way to really use that lifetime powertrain warranty, by the way, is keep it in the family.
Because
you're finding a loophole there, but
everybody drives it.
It's still in your name, but yeah, it's a company vehicle. In the family.
That's great.
That's the way to do
it. You know, hey, Sean, it's the last day of the month.
Yes, sir.
Great time to come out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, we just had a meeting with the guys and just basically tell them, hey, great job this month. I'm super proud of everything you guys have done. We've made a few changes, which seems like we're always doing, but bigger changes this month than most before. Having just a fantastic month on both sides, new and used. And I told them, I said, look, everybody that walks in the door today, if they don't buy a car, I'm telling you, they don't want a car. I mean, it's we've had a really good month. You know, we want these guys, you know, kind of reward them a little bit for their hard work. I told them, you know, call all your customers if they've got a trade, something that we could, you know, replace a new car, a used car that we're selling. You know, we're going to put another $2,500 into it, you know, offer some service stuff, just pretty much, I mean, if whatever it takes to really kind of continue on our best month of the year so far. So they're excited. So they're out calling all their customers, you know, trying to put their deals together right now.
You know, one of the things I heard Sean talk about earlier when he first came in today was about all the things you're having to do.
Yeah.
A lot of things to do. Then you mentioned the word change. And, you know, and I'm just – one of the things I was going to talk about in the Gray segment today is about how we deal with change. People who are able to adapt and change and are and reach out for it and grasp it, and those are the people that are more successful. They tend to be able to adapt. We're going to change this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. And if, you know, the attitude of change, if you can say, let's go do it, it usually works. If you try to butt your head against the wall, man, that's when it becomes.
The wall wins.
But the wall's going to win eventually. You may not be around to fight the wall, but the wall's still going to be standing there.
That's a good point. One other thing, real quick. Guys, if you want to sell your car, you want to trade it in, this is the place you want to be on the campus of Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai.
We'll let Coach Cleveland put the number on some of these trades today.
There you go. Let's do it, Cleve.
Come on in. Trade it in.
There you go, Sean. Thank you very much. Hey, we'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Jay Cozio, he'll be with us right here on the Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Charleston Guest Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
Don't touch it.
No. Charlie is pushing the right buttons right there. Little boss gags.
June 24th, Mark.
Mark, you and I are not going.
I know.
He's taking off again.
I know. Okay. Every he calls me once
goodness.
A week and reminds me.
Oh,
like, I
want
to hear it again.
I bet Jay Cozio would go to this thing.
I bet he would, too. Hey, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen, along with Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Glaster, hanging out at the Eastern Shore Hyundai Genesis Room with our very good friend, Sean Why do I have such a hard time with your last name? Espahani Jr.
It's okay.
Okay. How about Sean E?
It took me a long time to figure it out, too.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Good,
it's good to hang out here. There is no question about it. But we're going to go to our Pops Midtown Communication Lines and welcome in Coach Jay Cozio. He is UMS coach, UMS Wright defensive coordinator for the football team, but he's a girls golf coach, and you got a big tournament coming up. That happens on May the 13th. Jay, tell us all about it, my friend.
Well, good morning, guys, and thanks for having me on. On May 13th, we are having the second annual Blaine Shackelford Memorial Golf Tournament out at Holly Hills Golf Course here in Bay Minette. And, you know, all the proceeds go to Blaine Scholarship Fund. And last year was the first time we did it. Had an amazing amount of support, and we were able to raise a lot of money. And my wife, Elizabeth, was able to give three seniors at Baldwin County High School scholarships. And this year, because of last year's success, we're able to give six scholarships to six seniors at Baldwin County High School. And she's very proud of that, and we worked, and a bunch of folks have worked really hard to keep this thing going, and remembering Blaine and honoring Blaine, and we're looking forward to a great day on Friday, May the 13th.
You know, Jay, you've got it looks like you have two tee times. You got 8 a.m. and a 1 p.m. shotgun start. And as I'm looking through this, explain what the four-player captain's choice scramble is.
Okay, well, because it's a nine-hole facility and because of the amount of teams that signed up or are signing up, you know, we just decided we'd do an 8 o'clock time because, again, we were only limited with nine holes. So we've got an 8 o'clock start time and then another a 1 o'clock start time. We have prizes for both flights. It's just a really fun day. And with the scrambles choice, I mean, with the captain choice scramble, is basically it's just a four-person scramble. And, you know, you can and those are fun to play in because you don't have to be the best golfer to contribute to the team. But, you know, you just take the best tee shot of the four and then you play the best second shot from the fairway. And then you get four putts at birdie. So it's a fun day, and we're doing it for a great cause.
You know, Jay, when I think about this and I think about the relationship that you had with Blaine, and, I mean, you really – you spent hours and hours and hours with him on a golf course, and to do this, you and Elizabeth have really spent countless numbers of hours as y'all have put this together, and so many kids benefit from that. But talk just a little bit about Blaine and his passion for golf. Now, he loved to fish too, Randy. I'm telling you, he was right there with you.
I started coaching Blaine when he was in the seventh grade. I was still at Baldwin County High School, and I had Blaine as a seventh and an eighth grader. And, you know, he was one of those kids that was very talented, and he was very smart, and he was very popular with his classmates. But he was also one of our top five golfers in the whole, you know, in the school, even as a seventh grader. So he played on the varsity team as a seventh grader and an eighth grader. And then I left and I retired and I went to UMS Wright. And Blaine continued to play for Richie Nobles, who did an amazing job and still does do an amazing job with the golf program. But Blaine's senior year was 2020, and the season got canceled because of COVID, and then Blaine's life was taken tragically in June of 2020 in a one-car accident. You know, he should be at Alabama right now. You know, you see all these pictures of these kids, you know, going off to school or completing their first year. And, you know, we just missed out on that opportunity with Blaine. But, you know, it's something that Elizabeth and I wanted to, you know, do and continue to do. And with the help of her sisters and a committee, we just want to keep Blaine's name and legacy alive and honor young people that walk, you know, in his shoes, so to speak. So there's a lot of deserving kids out there that are going to receive these awards. It's going to be May the 12th, the award ceremony, and there will be six seniors at Baldwin County High School that will receive scholarship in Blaine's name. So we're proud to help, and we're very proud of these young people.
Well, Jay, for as long as PSR is here, we want to be involved in that, and we will be getting you a check probably in the next week. And
thank you. Thank you, guys.
You just direct that any way you want to direct it.
Well, we certainly appreciate that, your support. You know, Blaine was a special young man, like you said. He loved to hunt. He loved to fish. He played golf, but he was also a really good student. He was very, very smart. And, you know, we're just, again, trying to do the things to remember him.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you're doing. And please pass along our love to Elizabeth. And we're excited about it, and we look forward to what's going to go on.
Hey, Jay, before we let you go, though, tell folks how, if they want to get involved, if they want to sign up, or they maybe just make a donation, how do they do that?
Well, the best way is to just follow track my wife down on social media, on Facebook, really. Elizabeth Koziol, Koziol, and she has all the information there. They can message her, or they can email her at ekoziol@bcbe.org. She's the executive secretary up at Baldwin County High School. So the Baldwin County Board of Education is the email there.
Well, Jay, thanks for taking time to be with us. Tell our friend Mickey Bureau we said hello over there at Holly Hills, and we'll be looking to get out there and play with y'all.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, and I just want to brag real fast on our little town of Baymanette. They came out in Groves last year. I think we ended up with 28 teams, and it was a huge success and a huge day. And you know, the biggest issue, I guess, is the keeping it growing and keeping people excited about coming back. So we're looking forward to a fun day, and hopefully we can have some some new teams join us possibly.
Sounds great.
All right.
Take care, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Take care, buddy.
Take care.
Y'all have a great weekend, guys. Right. Thank you.
You too,
pal.
All
right, buddy. All right. Coach Jay Cozio right there. By the way, 251-599-8767 right. If you want to get a team reserved. And may I mention real quick, our good friend, the tournament director for the Jimmy Green Tour, Jay Stubbs. Listen, registration is coming pretty fast for the 2022 season. They've got already have 60 golfers set up on the Jimmy Green
That's
Tour.
Awesome.
And you can go to jimmygreentour.com for more information. Get your junior signed up there. It is a great place to get your junior started in this great game of golf.
You know, Jay, we have some PSAs, and we need to make sure that those get run on PSR.
Yeah.
And some stuff that Jay has done, and I'll get with Doc this week and make sure that those things are run.
And I've got some that are running the show. By the way, be sure to listen to us tomorrow at 11 o'clock for Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. We'll be at the Timber Creek Driving Range for Top Tracer Golf. We got some great guests lined up for you. We're going to be talking with a fellow by the name. He's the president and CEO of Speed Golf. You've seen the sticks.
Yeah.
It's got the weight on them.
Yeah.
Hey, it's really, really neat. His name is Mike Napoleon. He's going to be on with us. So we'll talk about that. Plus, we'll talk about Top Tracer Golf. It's like Top Golf.
Yeah.
So check it out tomorrow at 11 o'clock for Southern Fairways.
Plus, GCGA, I think, is what, May 15th?
It is May 15th at Kraft Farms. We'll be playing Cypress Bend. And you can always set up a tee time there at Kraft Farms. Or go see our good friend Anthony Vaughn, the director of golf at Peninsula. Kraft Farms, 251-968-3002 or 251-968-8009 if you want to go to Peninsula. Golf courses are in great shape. They do a great job on those, and I encourage you. If you're looking to go play some golf,
well, that's
right, there's the places
great place
you need to go.
And I know a lot of people playing Glen Lakes. And,
yep.
Boy, what David Mugel's done there is wonderful.
Rick, you know, we played in the GCGA last week at Tiger Point.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, now the golf course is in okay shape. They're doing a lot of things out there. I give that a couple more months, it's going to be a fantastic golf course. But that pro shop, that clubhouse that they have, that is spectacular. Spectacular.
For a lot of reasons.
You know, we're talking about talking about golf, guys. There's a lot of golf going to be played in high school on Monday and Tuesday throughout the state of Alabama.
You got one.
We're going to, you know, Bayside Academy is hosting the Substate 1A through 3A Girls Southern Substate Tournament and 3A Boys Substate Tournament at Rock Creek on Monday. We'll be out there from 8 o'clock till probably about 2 o'clock when we get all the scores tabulated and find out who's qualifying, but off the top of my head, UMS Wright won their section. Spanish Fort won their section. I think McGill was second or third. They qualified for Substate. So there's a lot of good teams playing some golf.
You know, that's really neat. We're talking to Sean Esfahani, too, here. And all these people that are having golf tournaments and things like that, you guys do something that a lot of automobile dealers have done in the past, but some have stopped doing it.
Right, yeah.
You put a car out there, if they get a hole in one, they win the car or equal.
Tell us
about that.
So I want to say that was within the first couple of years of us opening, we did it was for breast cancer over at Timber Creek.
Big tournament.
Yeah. And that was something that we were really focused on during that time. But, we did a lot of giveaways, and it's something that I know we've been talking about getting back into.
Good.
Good, because we're going to talk to you just as soon as we finish this next segment. Then. All right,
I knew where that was going.
You knew it was going to happen. Hey, stick around. Don't go anywhere. All right, look, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, Coach Mark Laster has got the Grace segment right here on PSR.
This segment of the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
In the Bible, James 4:6 says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. James 4:6, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. For me, I think throughout most of my life, for a long, long time, I understood that. But there was always these times in my life where I forgot about being humble. And we've talked about it on this show about being a coach. And, you know, as a coach, you know, you teach your athletes, we want to win. We want to win. We want to do this. We want to do that. And we're going to do it this way and do it that way. And we try to come up with everything we can to find a way to win the game. The problem that I ran into was that I forgot along the way. Many times I would forget that winning the game, while important, is not the end all. The end all is, do we win the kids? Do we win their hearts? Do we win their minds by not teaching them what I believe or what my views are, but teaching them certain characteristics that are vital in success in our world? And a lot of times that comes with change, as we talked about, how those things occur. My problem that I ran into is I forgot that all I had to do was be humble and let God's grace handle me. All I had to do was that. But I had, no, Mark's got a better plan. You know, Mark's got the right idea. Mark can do this. And instead of it being about the kids and teaching, it became about Mark. And in that moment, I lose. Kids lose.
That's right.
Because we don't teach them what really is important. It's not about me. It's not about the individual. It's about what God's grace will allow us to do to help other people every single day of our life. I was listening to the, I'm sorry, you know how my senility gets, but I forgot the lady's name who was talking about the GoFundMe for Jeff Klein.
Heather Kinder.
Heather. When she's talking about this family.
Right.
And the changes that they have gone through, not by anything of their own. And how she's trying, they're trying to figure this out. God's grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
Look at all the people pouring out love for that family right now. Now, those kids are going to grow up without their daddy. Yeah. And that's a hard, hard deal. They're also going to learn what love really is about. You know, what people have done for them. Yeah. For no reason, but because they simply wanted to help. Those kids' lives have changed forever.
Yeah.
How they adapt to that will mark their character as they grow up. How mama helps them adapt to that will mark her character. How we can help that family marks us too, as to who we are. And so as I think about these things, about what is really important, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about all of us. And what I can do to be humble and realize the grace of God is sufficient for me.
Yeah.
It's all it really needs.
Amen, Mark.
It's all I really need. And if I keep thinking about that, I won't get all bent out of shape about who said what and who did this and why this is going on and, oh, woe is me, woe is me. The bottom line is I get to wake up every day of my life. And my job should be, when I lay down at night, did I do something to help somebody today? Or did I hurt somebody? If I hurt somebody, my job the next day, if God gives me the grace to wake up that next morning, is to find that person and make amends. That's the deal. That's the deal. And along the way, we do the best we can. You know, as coaches, guys, as coaches, we get to coach kids that, you know, throughout our lives, we'll never forget. I'll never forget Cole Camiotti. You know, I've told you this, I've told you a little bit, and I'm not going to go into the story, but that kid, I've watched him grow since an eighth grader. I see where he is today.
Yeah.
Leading our team in sectionals you know, sick as a dog and shooting even par 70 for our team to win sectionals? What a testament is that? What kind of testament is that to the character of that kid? He taught me something that day. We did not have to play him that day to qualify for sub-state. There's only four teams. We were going to qualify no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what he said? Told his daddy, "Oh, this is my senior year. I want to do everything I can. I want to help my team if I can."
Yeah.
And he did. You know, he did. So we look, and I'm kind of going a lot of ways around here, but what we see is that we can learn and we can try to help somebody every single day if we realize just to be humble, keep my mouth shut, and say, "Thank you, God, for giving me this opportunity to learn from this senior in high school today. Thank you, God, for giving me this opportunity to sit in this room with these three gentlemen I'm sitting with, and we talk and we learn. And when in this discussions we've had on and off the air, I've learned a few things this morning that's going to make me better." Reminded me that change is important, and it's important how to adapt to it, because what happens with change is that our pride gets in the way. "No, that's not right. That's not right. This is the way we've always done it." You know?
Yeah.
And like Sean said, the wall's going to win, because you're going to beat your head against the wall. But the wall's not changing. You know? That's what my thing is this morning. That's been impressed upon me. Was God's grace is sufficient, and it's just sufficient every single day if I'll just be humble.
You know, Mark, the problem is, as leaders of young people, any kind of leader is trying to get out of our own way.
Just try to get out of our own way.
And that's monumental that we have to struggle with.
You know, taking what you said there, Mark, if everybody that heard that message this morning would just go out and do one nice thing for somebody.
Kindness.
Do one
could change his world.
Change
his world.
Because it's a crazy, wacky world that we are in right now.
Yeah.
It is crazy, no doubt.
Sean, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Well,
we
love
enjoying just
here.
listening.
Love this room. I'll tell you something. Here's what I'm thinking, Sean. If we could figure out a way to put a fireplace in here.
I'm sure. Anything you don't see in here, you probably thought of. There's probably a very serious reason on why it's not in here, because he's experimented with everything.
What a beautiful play. Beautiful
play. We got sectional golf coming up. We got baseball playoffs coming up.
Soccer playoffs.
State track meets this coming week.
Yep.
Man,
exciting times.
Great time for high school sports. Thank you so much for
everything
you did. Great fun, Mark. Blessed. Sean, you're the best, man.
Hey,
you're the very best.
Thank you, buddy.
Folks, listen, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, he is always with you. God bless you. See you here, same place, same time next week.